A few weeks ago, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam issued this assessment on the future of Florida's citrus industry.
This matters to every Floridian because of the profound economic impact it has in so many of our interior counties. You're talking about a footprint of nearly 500,000 acres, for which there is really no good plan B.
Since its discovery in 2005, a bacteria called greening has attacked orange trees, killing them off by the thousands. At its peak a decade ago, Florida's multi-billion dollar citrus industry brought in 300 million barrels of oranges a year. Today, the figure is closer to 150 million. More than $4 billion has been lost to greening. And John Hoblick, president of the Florida Farm Bureau, says citrus greening could devastate production around the nation.
You know, a lot of money's been thrown at research, which is important. But somewhere, we're going to find a cure. Ultimately, what we're going to need to produce is a gene-resistant tree that will, you know, likely be the answer and one that can resist this disease.
Meanwhile, the news is better for other parts of the state's agriculture industry. Florida is still the main supplier of winter fruits and vegetables to the rest of the nation. It even exports some of its produce outside the country. But Hoblick says for the production to continue, workers are needed. And that's why he's in support of a federal immigration overhaul bill pending in Congress.
What's being proposed in legislation in D.C. right now is a good fix. I think before you fix any issue with immigration, you have to secure our borders. That's first and foremost, because correcting that first and then moving forward to account for the people that are here, I think, is important.
Hoblick and the Florida Farm Bureau were part of a 2011 effort to kill a tough immigration bill in the Florida legislature, and Hoblick says he believes it was the right thing to do. He points to states like Georgia and Alabama, which passed their own immigration laws, only to see farm worker shortages and millions of dollars lost in wasted produce. This year, the Florida Farm Bureau had a hand in the passage of a bill to give $32 million a year for the next decade to help clean up the Everglades. The proposal was recently signed by Governor Rick Scott and was supported by some environmentalists as well. But not everyone was happy with the outcome.
The people of Florida passed a constitutional amendment so that the polluter must pay. That's the principle, and it's a good, fair, just principle. The legislature abandoned it here.
Environmental attorney David Guest with the group Earth Justice isn't pleased with a part of the bill that gradually reduces taxes paid by sugar farmers toward Everglades cleanup. But the Florida Farm Bureau's Hoblick says the proposal was a compromise.
If producers haven't done a good job like they're supposed to do, that's something that they probably need to readdress. But at this point, it's a visionary issue.
And Hoblick says the agriculture industry is getting better when it comes to farming and production, and the amount of pollutants it produces, like phosphorus and nitrogen, are decreasing. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.